You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
You know, over the summer, Bloomberg Intelligence put out a report saying the plant-based foods market alone could make up just under 8% of the global protein market by 2030, a value of over $162 billion, Tim. That's up from roughly $29 billion in 2020. And that's just food we're talking about.
And that's just plant-based. We're not talking lab-grown meat like we were just talking about.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in terms of feeding the world. So let's get a perspective.
Noah Hyams is founder of Vegpreneur, joining us on the phone from Switzerland. Noah, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tim.
Good. Vegpreneur is the leading global community, it calls itself, for founders and investors building sustainable, vegan, plant-based, ethical, animal-free, and cruelty-free companies. Give us an idea of how you're thinking about 2022 and beyond being the year for plant-based and moving away from animal products.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen a tremendous amount of growth, specifically over the pandemic. And just to give you some perspective here, between 1980 and 2020, we had about $4.43 billion invested in plant-based food companies, and $2.15 billion were invested in 2020 alone. So you're seeing an accelerated amount of money, and I'm also seeing an accelerated amount of talent in our community that's growing, putting out more and more awesome plant-based products.
What kind of companies are they being invested in?
That's a great question. Good to be back, Carol. I hope
you're
well.
Yeah, you too.
We're looking at companies ranging from fashion to technology to food to farming. It's all over the place. Food obviously usually being front and center in the conversation. For example, Impossible Foods, which is the biggest rival to Beyond Meat, has raised just recently another $500 million. And it's now the most funded and fastest growing plant-based startup in the world.
You know, what's interesting, and Tim brought up a good point. We did just talk about our Ashley Vance has a great story in Business Week, and it's about this lab-grown meat. How, in terms of plant-based, do you think food is going to be the big area going forward, or do you think there might be other areas of plant-based items that will definitely, that could possibly even surpass maybe our expectations for the food world?
Yeah, certainly. So plants are being used across the board. So if I understand your question correctly, there's a company right now that's raising money that is making hemp wool. So they're creating insulation that is non-toxic and captures CO2. There's a company that is using plants to basically reduce climate change. So they're forests as a service, if you will. They're also raising money. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing plants being used in a variety of ways. But yeah, food is obviously the one that most people think of first. There's a company in Germany which is using a very cool technology to create leather that is bio-based, meaning that it is plastic-free. And Melina Bucher is the brand, and she'll also be speaking at our summit at the end of the month.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that summit and how you're doing it. It's the Global Plant-Based Business Conference. It goes from January 29th to January 30th this year. Virtual?
Yes, we'll be virtual. We'll have awesome founders and investors joining us. For example, the former founder of Honest Tea, Seth Goldman, will be joining us.
Isn't he on the board of Beyond Meat?
He is. He is the executive chairman of the board of Beyond Meat, exactly. So hoping to get some insight on what's happening there. We've got the co-founder of Veggie Grill, which is the fastest growing and largest plant-based chain in the United States, and a lot of other awesome founders.
You know, what I think about Noah when we talk about something like this is it akin to some other, you know, burgeoning industry 10 years ago or 20 years ago? I mean, how do you see it? What are you hearing from the conversations? Tim mentioned, you know, Vegpreneur, it's, you know, founders, investors, leaders in the plant-based space. Are they likening it to some other growth market, I don't know, a few years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I can't think of the specific market that it's similar to, but I will say that it's just blown up, as you can imagine. For example, we are in the month of January right now, and they're seeing record signups. I'm not sure if you're participating or not. But
we're participating here at work, actually. Our lunches every Monday are Veganuary friendly lunches.
That's amazing.
Hey,
so we're seeing
go ahead, Noah.
Sorry. Yeah, we're seeing a third of the world population follow a diet based on reduction or elimination of meat. So you're just seeing extreme growth in like veganism, flexitarianism, vegetarianism. So It's hard for me to compare it to another industry, but it's definitely explosive.
Noah, I'm wondering how you're envisioning this playing out over the next few decades. Are you seeing us move in a way as humans, or at least in certain countries, almost completely away from animals and animal byproducts?
Well, if you're the founder of Impossible Foods, then yes. I very much hope the same thing, given the climate impact that animal agriculture has. Right now, there's a new report that just came out that said worldwide about 61% of consumers consider plants to be a preferred protein source. And most animals are farmed for food, so that is a very nice indicator. And I actually think in the Asia-Pacific region, we're going to see even more of that, given that what we consider alternative proteins in the West is definitely more normalized in their culture. So yes, I'm hoping by 2035, we are replacing some of the existing incumbent animal-based industries with plants.
Noah, when we think about plant-based, I mean, how do we support that? Is it, we're talking about massive greenhouses around the world, greenhouses on every building that's in the world? I mean, how do we think about it? Because I do wonder if there's enough land out there to support this plant-based economy going forward, especially if you look at the population growth that's out there.
Yeah, that's actually a great question. So as you can imagine, animals eat a lot more than we do. So we actually already grow enough plants to feed humans. So we would actually have to grow less plants if we moved completely to plant-based as opposed to feeding animals as well. In terms of greenhouses, yes, vertical farming is an exciting space. There are a lot of awesome companies, including Bowery Farming. We'll also have one of their leaders speaking at our summit to talk more about how they're envisioning bringing produce to more urban centers and allowing consumers to eat more fresh and healthy produce created indoors. But I think that one of the best ways to help is to invest your money into the plant-based space. And if you go to our website, vegepreneur.org/invest, you'll see all the incredible companies that are right now raising money. And I think it's always great in January specifically to align your values with your portfolio. So if you have money sitting around, maybe think about putting that to in good use.
And what? Go ahead, Carol.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say very briefly in 10 seconds, what about consumers? What can consumers do?
Consumers can be a little bit curious. They can try new products. During the January right now, we're seeing great launches. For example, KFC just launched Beyond Fried Chicken. And I think there's never been a better time to be curious as a consumer.
All right, we got to run. Noah Himes, he is founder of Vegpreneur, on the phone from Switzerland. That's going to do it for the Monday edition of Bloomberg Business Week. For Tim Stenovic, I'm Carol Masser. Have a safe evening, everyone.